The Care Economy for New Mexico Association of Grantmakers. Quote, every great moral and spiritual tradition points to the truth that in the giving of self lies the discovery of a deeper self. When the happiness, security, and well-being of others become real to us, we come into our own. Creativity, meaning, resilience, health, and even longevity can be enhanced as a surprising byproduct of contributing to the lives of others. This is perennial wisdom, and science now says it is so. Dr. Stephen Post, author of Why Good Things Happen to Good People. Quote, the Journal of Economic Psychology found that donating to charity may actually improve a giver's physical and emotional well-being. The study also suggests a link between increases in the charitable tax subsidies, which have been found to spur giving, and improvements in people's perception of their own health. Perception of health tends to be a good indicator of future healthcare use and mortality rates. Wall Street Journal, on the research of Barris K. Yorick, an associate professor of economics at the University of Albany, SUNY. For generations, we've been trying to fill the holes inside of us and our society with money, to tender the chasm between the haves and the have-nots, to balance the injustice teetering on the backs of our history, to reach that ever so elusive number that will one day make everyone one. If equity had a price tag, we would have paid it already, plus tip. If humanity was currency, there is more than enough capital in this room to cover the spread. We give for a living to people, places, and things for whom opportunity might as well be a foreign language. Philanthropy has been referred to by theologians and academicians alike as the moral likeness of God. And I'm the wrong person to ask about all that, but I do know that there is a higher something that don't speak in burning bushes no more, but instead uses people to do its bidding and its blessing, to make miracles of each other. Cashed in our fortune for feathers so we can be someone's angel investor when they're at their most desperate. And even though we give and give and give in a world that seems to only measure our commitment in dollars and cents, the size of our hearts gift wrapped in year-end reports and 990s. When our theory of change is evidence based upon the number of smiles on the faces of the most vulnerable members of our most vulnerable families, we measure success by the diameter of hugs, handshakes, and high fives, by the volume of laughter per capita, by the distance to our dreams, and by an honest assessment of each and every human in our care's ability to reach them. Because intergenerational prosperity is a thing too. The measure of society is how we care and who we care for. And who we don't care for tells us a lot about ourselves. But remember that one time we made a promise to stop caring so much about currency and made care our currency, made service our gold standard, because the ups and downs of our community deserve our attention more so than how much the market can bear the bull. Where our accountability to each other matches or exceeds our accountability to shareholders, so much so that even the accountants count them. Where friend-raising is just as strategic as fundraising for the fight. Where Phil is short for Philip, philanthropy and fill our cups. Where wealth and health are nothing more than an initial or letter of inquiry apart. Where the highway to heaven is more of a staircase to prosperity, hewn by wingless angels trying to make a halo out of 15 cents. Where we are no longer looking at the need, but looking for the cause. Where we may give a fraction of our possessions, but we unequivocally give all of ourselves. Where the first thing that comes to mind when we hear the word compensation is Ralph Waldo Emerson. When we wake up every morning to make a living for someone else, someone who doesn't share our home, language, religion, gender, skin color, sexual orientation, age, ability, nationality, opposable thumb, or last name, where we actually make a life for one another, because the only life worth living is one worth sharing, or as George Eliot said best, quote, what do we live for if it is not to make life less difficult for each other?